Hey, what's up, everybody? What's going down? This is an unplanned stream, and it won't be super long, I'm guessing. I just really wanted to read to you guys how funny you are. It's crazy. It's just, oh, and I hope you all had a good Thanksgiving. Mine was awesome. My wife's family and my family balance each other out in the funniest ways. Like, my family's so Germanic and like Nordic, like cold, but they're great people. But like, you know, like you could be like, "It's good to see you. How are things?" And my mom would be like, "I'm here. I'm alive." And her family's so warm that it's like I just came home. I left this morning at 4 a.m. I hosted an event for a friend. It was a really cool family get together, and I hosted Jeopardy for her and her husband and like this giant family. Cause she's hired me before. She's a TV executive, and she asked me if I'd host their event. So I did. It was fun. But I've been traveling all day or just chilling at a hotel, writing you guys. And I just came home, and they already have up the Christmas tree, and they're watching Christmas Vacation, and they're belly laughing, and it's just like that food. It's just such a good family. I needed them in my life, I'm realizing, to balance me out, make me a little warmer. All right, so anyway, this is what happened. I tweeted, I gotta find this. All right, give it a punchline. All right, I don't know why I did this, but I'm so glad I did. I just wrote because I saw some tweet. I think Michael Malice retweeted it. It was YouTube had this video of like indigenous people have a different take on Thanksgiving, and it just shows all these Indians. They just flip a table and they're like. And so my brain starts swimming about Indian jokes, but just simple ones, like nothing crazy. That's why Indian's such a funny group of people, because it's so classic, like cowboy and Indian jokes, or an Indian walks into a bar or something like that. So I just wrote, an Indian walks into a restaurant. The host says, "Do you have a reservation?" The Indian says, and then I just wrote, "Give it a punchline." Because I know the people that follow me, a lot of them are insanely funny. But I didn't realize how many angles there were at this one joke. Whew, this is incredible. All right. So, Herminator, unbearable. I'm just going to go through every one of these, and we're going to talk about every single one. All right. He just wrote, "You're on it." The joke being, they're on a reservation. That got 14 likes. I'll just keep going through it. Someone says, "Well played, Chief." That's from Jen, an unbearable classic. Jason Broadwell says, "It's under Smith, John Smith." That's funny for several reasons. One, of course, historical John Smith. Another, it being such a vague name. I never would have thought of that. Cameron Arnoldi, he's unbearable. And I want to give a special shout out to Cameron. He's the one who did the graphic design for that thing I tweeted where it said Bear Jordan, and I forgot to tag him in it, which I do sometimes, and he's a real sweet guy. We've had some DM exchanges, and I really want to give him props for making that for me. So people just send me these cool images, and he's at Cam Arnoldi, so, you know, follow him, give him some props. He's a good unbearable. He wrote, "Yes, and it's amazing. Sorry, the fireworks makes me all punny." All right, the joke being maize, like corn. "Yes, and it's amazing." Never would have thought of that. Erwin LaCour, he wrote, "Yes, I smoke signaled an hour ago, cowboy." Never would have thought of that. "Oh boy, looks like I'm going to be the next Owen Benjamin headliner." Oh, he just wrote that. All right. Marlo, classic unbearable, great dude. "Do you have a reservation?" He wrote, "Yeah, but it keeps getting smaller." That might be the winner so far. That got 44 likes. Because that's the double entendre, the double entente, the double meaning of the word reservation. That was the original purpose of the joke. And he made it funny. He made it a social cause. He made it a pun not a pun. He made it a double meaning, all of it. That's just such a well-written punchline. Okay, Tom Reynolds comes at it from a different angle. Do you have a reservation? He wrote, no, I have none. Okay, that's now a joke. It's a pun on the word none, and he's now talking about Indians from India. This is very impressive. Marlo comes back with another one. Yeah, hands him a blood sample. Basically test my DNA. Marlo, another one. Waiter, come with me, Mr. Runs with Casino Builders. Hilarious. All right, Rolo Pickens says, I have a teepee. Ho said, sorry, restroom is for customers only. Hilarious. All right, Eaton Box says, oh shit, my bad, Owen, I forgot to ask the most important question. This Indian you speak of, dot or feather? Kurt says, wagon burner. Don't get that one, but he's unbearable, so I'm gonna think about it. All right, do you have a reservation? Wagon burner. That might be a pejorative in a funny way. I like new pejoratives, like snow monkey for Canadians. Someone said that they heard it from someone else, but no one can document where. I'm pretty sure I invented snow monkey, ladies and gentlemen. If anyone can show me who else is called Canadian snow monkeys, I would love to see it. All right, anyway. So, Quantum Entendre, great, unbearable. Oh, shit, my beer's. He wrote, there's so much wrong with this statement. Why don't we, he's in quotes, this is part of the joke, he's not saying this to me. Do you have a reservation? There's so much wrong with this statement. Why don't we start over and discuss the intersectionality of the plight of Native Americans and Indians? The joke being that would be super annoying. All right, Quantum has another one. Do you have a reservation? When Gandhi was apprehensive, he had an Indian reservation, but his ciggies were all taxable, though. Devo, do you have a reservation? His joke is not falling for that again. Hilarious. Matt Wilson, do you have a reservation? Too soon. That would be good in that would be a good one for like a dramatic, like a comedy sketch where it's like, do you have a reservation? Too soon. Like the timing of that. Forrest Teeter, do you have a reservation? He wrote, I don't believe in ownership. I never would have thought of that. Think about how many brains, how many unique bear brains we have out here. Linda, an unbearable. Do you have a reservation? Now I do. Unreal. Sorry, I'm a little exhausted, so maybe I'm being a little too blown away, but I really don't. I can't imagine this many punchlines for such a simple joke. John Brubaker. Do you have a reservation? Excuse me, don't you know who I am? And it's a picture of Elizabeth Warren doing a GIF saying, wow. Because Elizabeth Warren lied and said she was Indian when she wasn't to get into Yale. Backstory necessary? Mike Jarrett, do you have a reservation? Place your bets, place your bets. No more bets. Chris, do you have a reservation? Yes, and you pay for it. A little bit of social commentary on that one. Basically saying that the whites pay for it or just the taxpayers. RBLL12 says, do you have a reservation? He says, I'm not that kind of Indian. Classic. Basically saying that he's the 7-Eleven Indian. Careless Bear. Do you have a reservation? Just give me a Big Mac, wise guy. Change the setting. Now we're not even in a restaurant. We're now in McDonald's. Hugh Farron. Do you have a reservation? Yes, I'm not sure sushi would agree with me. I don't quite get that one. I got to think about that. An Indian walks into a restaurant. Excuse me, sir. Do you have a reservation? Yes. I'm not so sure sushi would have. Oh, that's a different meaning of the word reservation. Like he has reservations. Like he doesn't. He's like apprehensive. He's like, I don't know if this is a good idea. That's a new version of the word, of another definition. You get it. Mike Akan says, the Indian probably said that Family Guy did that joke 18 years ago. Hilarious. All right. Kurt Bear. Kurt's an unbearable. Do you have a reservation? Yes, and that's all I have. Darren, do you have a reservation? A wigwam for two, please. Scott C. Noble. Not an unbearable on here, but an OG. He's been around for a while, and I love this dude. Do you have a reservation? I'm sorry, I was looking for the new deli. Okay, look at what that was. He took the concept of Indian, made it dot not feather, then did a pun on Delhi and New Delhi. Some high level shit, guys. Douglas Bartow, do you have a reservation? Yeah, for 7-Eleven of us. Like, you're making fun of how Indians work at 7-Eleven, and that's how many people for the reservation. Man, I got to drink more. I'm realizing I'm not even in the top 10% of the funniest of these people. All right. Steve Brady. An Indian walks into a restaurant. The host says, do you have a reservation? He writes, technically, the land is held in trust by the federal government, and I have no equity rights. So, no, I don't. Yeah, that's hilarious. All right. Gregory Lay. An Indian walks into a restaurant. The host says, do you have a reservation? He wrote, maybe. You got mozi sticks. So that joke is just, do you have the food I like? I think. Do you have a reservation? Rolled Soldier says, Jackson. Andrew Jackson. Hilarious, because Andrew Jackson famously killed a ton of Indians. And he was 6'2 and very wiry. Real interesting guy. Read that biography. My brother got me into that. Chris Halkebauer, do you have a reservation? No, there's just three of us. I don't get that one. Man, you know, walks in a restaurant. Host says, do you have a reservation? Right. No, there's just three of us. Like, the total population of the tribe is not enough for a full reservation? I'll have to think about that. Discuss amongst yourselves. All right, Daryl the Imbibe Bear. Oh, yeah, this dude's awesome. All right. Oh, this is a great angle. Listen to my wife's family. They just laugh hard at, like, just, like, simple shit. They're, like, the greatest people on the fucking planet. Oh, I'm trying not to swear now. Like, I want to stop swearing just to see if I can do it as a will. Like, someone wrote me an email about, like, cursing in comedy and really made me think. Because normally I'd be like, I say what I want. But I'm like, if I see it as a discipline. Because that's one thing that annoys me when I watch clips of myself, is if I'm in a comedy club where everyone's hammered, I start swearing a lot because I'm mirroring them. I really am curious to see if I can have the discipline to just not swear anymore. Not be one of those people that's offended by it, or, you know, if I'm getting mugged or something, I throw down. And I'm sure I will slip a lot. I have a bit of a potty mouth. I just want to see if I can do it. All right. So Daryl the Imbibe Bear. An Indian walks into a restaurant. Do you have a reservation? He writes, how? All right. Base Texan, one of my main guys. He's in the, he's a full-blown bear. He's the man. He's in the Big Bear Brigade. So an Indian walks into a restaurant. The host says, do you have a reservation? He wrote, at this point, what difference does it make? # Benghazi. Brand new angle. And then there's a gif of Hillary Clinton just looking insane going, so funny. That's a change up. That's a change up pitch. Where it's like, why'd the chicken cross the road? Pineapple. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm an abstract comedian. You know, it's like the one that you don't see coming. All right. Ginger Man Editorial. Do you have a reservation? He writes, I wouldn't bet on it. Hilarious. Pun on gambling. Blank Bear. Do you have a reservation? Are you going to let us keep it this time? Hilarious. Jake, do you have a reservation? Yes, it's Warren. Elizabeth? Because she's not really Indian, and she's a stupid B-word, because I'm trying not to swear right now. Bitch, she's a bitch. She's a bitch. You ever see that Steven Crowder sketch I did with Eminem, where I'm like, tell the president he's a big old bitch. Shaniqua O'Toole in the Big Bear Brigade. The Indian says, I, too reserved to speak out. Let me think. I don't get it. Shaniqua, you're one of the funniest people I've ever met, and I don't understand that one. Too reserved, is it a pun on reserved? Too reserved to speak out. Is that another meaning of reserved? All right, Irwin's back in the house. Do you have a reservation? What for, pale face? The name's Sitting Bull, fucker. Ah, you got me so I could swear. Thank you for that. Crazy Bear, one of the unbearables. Do you have a reservation? No, but George Custer said I could have his. Referencing Custer's last hand. Well done. Ryan, Apache Chief A. Nay Chuck. Inechuk. Apache Chief Inechuk. Inechuk. I don't get that one. I feel like there's something there, but I just don't see it. Mika Martinez, an unbearable, has written me several very nice emails. Do you have a reservation? How could I not? Another pun on how. Sue also has a how. Sue Carlson has a how joke. The moral law ground. I used to, as a single tear rolls down his cheek. Major Davis Bear. A table for five. And are your tables flippable? Oh, she's referencing the thing I originally told you guys about. Because Indians apparently, according to YouTube, are legitimate savages and they'll flip the table. I love when people are... I'm trying not to be sarcastic. I find it very confusing when social justice warriors like preach all this like anti-racism stuff and then they tweet the most racist stuff where they just have a bunch of Indians that you realize they can't, you couldn't invite them to dinner or else they'll literally flip your table like a bunch of legitimate animals. All right. Swathman. Hell yes, me do. Me make reservations 7 moons ago. Another angle, making fun of how they talk, how they kind of talk like crazy people. Jacob Stewart. I used to. Sad face. Hilarious. This turtle ascot. Chow. Is that about being Asian? Like Indians are Asian? No, I'm in a curry. That's from Hayden. It's funny. Pun on India Indian. No, but if you don't give me a seat, I'll give you 0 stars on Yelp. Total change up has nothing to do with being Indian. James. I'm not that kind of Indian. Hilarious. Stating it. No one else has stated it yet. You just stated it. Mika Martinez back. A bear. No, I'm not a victim. Do you have a reservation? No, I'm not a victim. I live right down the street, just like you do. Angel Munez. Ever coming to this restaurant. I don't get that one. Mika's back. Nothing and then scalps him. Gnome Salen. Oh, dude, how funny is this joke? He just says yes. I'm going to check in on the chat, see what you guys are thinking so far. Mother Nature, do you have a reservation? I'm not sure. P.S., how do I become an unbearable? Find yourself your own bear name and then tweet me and put a little bear emoji in your Twitter name. It's really important to be bearified. It really helps with friendly fire. So like when we see each other that we're bearified, we know we're good guys. We're good bears. Ryan, I'm trying not to sweat, bitch. Owen, 2017. I love it. All right, what are you guys talking about over here? Do you have a reservation? No, I'm not an Indian. Do you have a reservation? Why, yes. We got it cheaper from a scalper. Shaniqua, too. I got your joke. Love it. Can someone explain to me Shaniqua's joke? Yes, we rent. By the way, I'm so underslept. It's like I might just completely miss obvious stuff. Yes, we rent the space for your restaurant to you, asshole. Do you have a reservation? Only about the terms of the treaty. All right, I'm going to finish up here. All right, how many more do I got left? Oh, dude, Sam J comes in hot. No, sue me, spelled S-I-O-U-X. Maximus Groves, a bear. Well, we put our name in before the Donner Party, and they were just seated. Referencing the Donner Party, they committed cannibalism. Ryan Overstreet says, I'm convenience store, not Comanche, so no. Wesley Peterson, yep, just follow the Trail of Tears. Referencing Oklahoma, the Seminoles. Jamie Scott, yes, sir, I do. It's under the name Smith. I like those change-ups. Andy says, don't be so racist. See, that goes back to the original joke, where it's just, do you have a reservation? It's like, don't be so racist, bro. I'm just like you. I'll just do a couple more. I don't know if I can do all 300. I feel like you guys are probably getting like a little sick of it, but I'm not. I could do this all day long. Anthony Sesternino. Yes, Dufresne party of three. Rest in peace, Mitch Hedberg, or War Party of 12. Andy Dufresne. Yes, Dufresne Party of 3. Andy Dufresne. Who is Andy Dufresne? Oh, that was from, you're referencing Mitch, but what was that movie that Dufresne, oh, is in Shawshank Redemption. I'm not that type of Indian, says Peter. Erwin's back. Dude, Erwin had a field day on this one. Indeed, can you accommodate a party of several hundred? Erwin, I'll let you know after dinner. Joseph, no, my name Tom. Do you have a reservation? Is my brother. No, my name Tom. Do you have a reservation? Is my brother. Hilarious, Joseph. Daniel, yes. I'm Bigfoot, says yes. And a casino. Jay says, shit, does Owen Benjamin like bears? Yes, he does. Yes, he does, Jay. Become a bear. Craig, no, but do you know why seagulls have wings? To beat me to the dump. Miranda, she's a classic. She's always in here. Great chick. Would you like blackjack or craps? Slim Pickens, no, but could you give me one? I have nowhere to live. Took a tragic turn, but I think delivering that with like a lot of optimism would be funny. Do you have a reservation? No, but could you give me one? I have nowhere to live. Lyle Cramp. No, I just flew in from Mumbai. Do you serve buffalo tikka masala? Shaniqua. The Indian says, take off your jacket. Your time in Dell's kitchen is done. Shaniqua, you're on another level tonight. I don't get that one either. Lake of Firestorm. No, just giving these blankets back. Ah. By the way, germ theory was after all that. So white people never intentionally gave anyone diseases. That's total BS. It's anti-Western propaganda. Joseph, no, my name Tom. Do you have? Oh, that was the other one. How do you know? Another how one? Angelique G. Yes, a teepee for two in name of Poke My Hauntus. Classic. Floyd 79. No, this McDonald's, motherfucker. Just give me a Big Mac and fries. Bringing that heat. Bringing that bear symbol. Some fire. Hey, man, I'm no Indian giver, but I'm going to need that back now. Yes, hi, how are you? Reservation for 400 under Doug McDougal. That one made me laugh for some reason. That's so funny. Daryl, the imbibe bear is back. Is this some sort of joke? That's meta. He brought it to another place. My heroes have always killed cowboys. The waiter says, how does hurting your leg prevent you from having a reservation? The Indian replies, I didn't say it was a hurt leg. I said it was a wounded knee. That's so good. I think I'm retarded, by the way. I'm so impressed by everything. An Indian walks into a restaurant. The host says, did you make a reservation? The Indian says, how? Nice one, Jay. Doug Skins. Yes, it's under Warren. Elizabeth Warren. Oh, yeah. No, I thought I was welcome here, says Andy. That's a funny one. It's commentary on social commentary. These pretzels are making me thirsty. I don't get that one, Sean, but I like where your head's at. Caleb isn't unbearable. He says, something, something, fire water. conservative hippie says, I'm from Bangladesh. Katrina, an unbearable, says, sadly not anymore. The white man took it from me, but I do have all this lovely handmade silver and turquoise jewelry that I'm willing to barter for a reservation with. Hilarious. All right, I'm just going to hit up the unbearables. I can't keep going. My brain is fried. All right, so Bob's one of the Big Bear Brigade. He's helping me out. He's classic, original gangster. Do you have a reservation? Yes, do you play blackjack? He replies, because he's going to steal his money. Sean's an unbearable? Yes, the name is Jackson. Talking about Andrew Jackson. Magic Bear Bear, an unbearable. Do you have a reservation? I stay until you give me one and pay me $20,000 a year to get passed out drunk at my table and light fireworks. That's social commentary, ladies and gentlemen. AJ Smallman, he is an OG. He's one of my guys. He's an unbearable. He said, I had a whole continent until you came along. That's one of my favorite ones. I read that earlier. Someone retweeted it, I think. Do you have a reservation? I had a whole continent until you came along. Because that's funny. It's only not funny when they do it all social justice-y. It's funny when you talk shit. I'm Jim... Brad Hutchings Bear, an OG, great dude, says, I'm Jim Thome, arguably the greatest Indian player of all time. I don't need a fucking reservation. Someone replied. I want to see if someone... Thorpe. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Thorpe. Thorpe also played lacrosse. I played lacrosse, so I know a lot of those guys. And Jim Thorpe is really good. Ham Solo. There's a pig in there. It's not a bear. It's funny. I'm going to read it. I'm just here to shit on the ground. Someone replied, wrong Indian. It's just as funny. Oh, dude, someone did a sous chef pun. Dave Burrows, no, I'm your new sous chef. Not my NCR is an unbearable. No, I'm Elizabeth Warren. I love that you guys are shitting on Elizabeth Warren. Bob's back in business. Bayonet Bob Bear. I traded her for Bernie Sanders. I should have went south instead. Icky Bear says, I used to, but I am going off the reservation tonight. Classic, using a pun. Oh, Bob got in on that with an LOL. Corey B is unbearable. No, but I own 3 7-Elevens. Tyler, an unbearable. Only trusting the word of a white man. Only trusting the word of a... Oh, another form of using reservation. Indian says, I'm triggered. How dare you assume I'm from a reservation? PC host says, I'm so sorry. Right this way, Mr. Triggered. Shaniqua. The Indian says, it was made a long time ago. Ah, that's a funny one and very original, Shaniqua. Do you have a reservation? It was made a long time ago. Nice. All right. I got it. Only a couple more. I can only do the unbearables. Tina, unbearable. I'm the dot kind, not the feather. Classic. Man, there's so many funny ones. I just can't keep reading all of them. Mega Profits, an unbearable. Do you have a reservation? Ours is to go. I love because you guys get to see each other's and then like not do them again and just come up with new stuff. Williams, an unbearable. No, I'm from Delhi. Dropping off an order of Black Forest ham. All right. I mean, there's so many if you guys want to look these up. All right, I'm going to chat with you guys for a second, and then I'm going to bounce because me and Amy are going to hit the bar because we have the in-laws are here, so we get to actually go out and have a little fun with ourselves. I'm going to read the super chats real quick. Sandin, yes, I made one 6 genocides ago. Classic. A. Jeffersonian, do you have a reservation? Wheel, we couldn't get there. He's referencing that the Native Americans had not invented the wheel by the time the whites landed. They weren't exactly kicking ass. They hadn't invented the wheel yet. Wheel. The wheel. So just know, whenever these people are giving you guilt about Thanksgiving, where it's like, oh, happy genocide day. They hadn't invented the wheel, and they hired pilgrims and people like that to kill other tribes. So they're not exactly noble savages. They're just human beings. And unfortunately, they had a bad turn of the dice because they weren't immune to a lot of diseases and they hadn't invented the wheel yet. The wheel. Central America could have really put up a fight if it wasn't for the diseases stuff. But the Plains Indians, and I'm from right next to a reservation. I played lacrosse with these dudes my whole life. Unbelievable athletes. Good dudes. When they drink beer, they kind of freak out. But they're just normal people, guys. They just, you know, they don't drink that well, though. They drink. They just start throwing haymakers. But there's nothing that magical about them. They're basically just prairie Mexicans. You know what I mean? Good friend of mine, Matika. John Matika. Great dude. Still talk to him, text with him. It's so funny. Like, people that you never realize will stay your friend for life, they just do. You know, we met in third grade. He's 100% Native American. He's from a crazy-ass background. You know, he's fought uphill his whole life, and he got out. He lives in Atlanta now. Great dude. Fiery. One time he came to a comedy show when I was in Atlanta, and on stage, he starts getting hammered. He heckles me. And then he punches the manager in the face. Yeah. But I wouldn't have him any other way, man. He's also one of the most honest people you ever meet. And he'll tell you straight up if you're full of shit or not. All right. Alif Muhammad. Thanks for the super chat, buddy. Nope. I'm black. I only asked for 40 acres and a mule. That's funny. The whites also had a similar deal. You know, we don't have to make it black-white. I thought the news was secret. Oh yeah. Amy's pregnant, but I'm not allowed to tell anybody. Like, I posted something kind of drunk and happy, and she was like, you got to take that down. But for her, I'm not breaking confidence. It's more about her friends and family. She doesn't want to have to like explain it. And you know, it's so early that like sometimes they don't stay. You know, you lose pregnancies and chicks get so paranoid about that. But I can't keep it inside. I'm so damn happy. So I have a designated driver for 9 months, which is unbelievable. Because women drive like a guy drives after 3 beers. That's usually like how women drive. Checkers with pigeons. Yeah, no, you guys have no idea. We've been trying to have another kid now for like months. I thought I fried my jizz in the sauna. Like part of me, I didn't want to admit it to anybody, but I was like, why isn't my jizz working? Because I cranked the sauna like 180. The Twitter storm was epic. Which Twitter storm? Cherry, talk to me. My dad did the same with me and my brother. How did that happen? Oh, how did I get her pregnant? It was from a lot of talking. Yeah, Amy, and she's so happy. When she told me, she just started crying. It was so beautiful. Yeah, it's like there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it in the world. It's going to be a girl. I can feel it. I'm cool with either one. Conspiratorial things. I'm trying. Yeah, no, it'll work. You know, I remember one time I was going to go to, I was going to host. This is how hard we've been trying. This is how long and how hard. And it's not that hard, you know, but it's just like she was breastfeeding and it messed up her cycle or whatnot. But Crowder hosted this Second Amendment event and he asked me to co-host it with him. And I was on the road a lot at the time, so I kept missing ovulations. And I had to say I couldn't do it. I'm like, I can't do it. He's like, why? I'm like, because I'm trying to make life with my cock, bud. And he was like, are you serious, dude? It's like thousands of people. We're going to have a blast. We're, you know, I want it to be like Broadway, but like about guns and tanks. I'm like, dude, I'm on the road a lot. I gotta get it in there, man. Because siblings are so crucial, I think. Jordan Peterson was talking about that, about how like little kids need each other to like, you know, to play and just get character. Me and my brother, I just talked to my brother for an hour on the car ride home. Like having a sibling that you're really close to is everything, because you know so much about each other. You relate to like things that no one else relates to. I don't know what we'd do without each other. You know, it's just so great. Amy's a baby machine. The new baby might look exactly like me again. Mike, bringing that heat. Listen, I don't want to get too excited because I guess it's like, you know, it's so early. Like some of this shit doesn't stay, which would suck. But that's just life and nothing is for sure. I'm just letting you guys know that my jizz was not killed in a sauna. Having only one child seems silly. Some couples, you know, that's just the roll of the dice. And they make it work. I know some single kids that are awesome people. But, you know, siblings are great. I want to have like 4 or 5 kids, you know. We got to make some more whites. You know, sit in the sauna with your giblets and a Yeti cup full of chilled bourbon and you'll have a boy. That sounds not scientific. Owen, you've met Crowder. Is it true he's actually a transgender woman on roids? Nothing to do with political parties, just asking. Yeah, it is actually. You don't, until you meet Crowder in person, you don't realize that he is a transgender woman on roids. And Not Gay Jared is actually a leopard. He's a snow leopard. And until you get within 3 feet of him, you don't realize he's in fact a mysterious and elusive, as he is graceful, snow leopard. And Edward the Sound Guy is a jackal, but he's a very kind jackal. Oh, I got some super chats. Reticus, take my money for your tree fetish chief missing toe. Ah, thanks, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, we were chopping wood last night drunk, and I swear to God, I'm so glad that I didn't. If I had another toe injury from swinging an axe, I would be so embarrassed. Tyler, congrats, man. Thanks, buddy. You just bought me a beer, bud. Ryan, oh, thank you. As Wheelie Bear, I think the Indians were trying to oppress me by taking so long to invent the wheel. Nice try. That's hilarious, Wheelie Bear. Wheelie Bear is in a wheelchair, and Wheelie Bear is crucial sometimes with taking down social justice warriors, because he'll be like, well, I'm in a wheelchair, and I find that super funny. And then people are like, but I'm standing up. He's like, You say standing up for something? You trying to be a dick? I can't stand up. I'm in a wheelchair. I'm Willy Bear. And they're like, well, you're offending invisible people. Michael, hey, thanks for the super chat, Mike. I'm going to spend that on a beer tonight. Cack your privilege in the house. Do you have a reservation? No, senor. Vengo de Mexico. Do you have a reservation? No, senor. Vengo de Mexico. I love Spanish. Herman, Crowder's like lowest percentile in politeness. Well, he has no problem with conflict, but he's also very kind. Like, good dude, man. He just doesn't, like, if there's any issue, if he has any issue, he'll just be like, I don't like your shirt at all. You know, but he's so, like, polite, too. It's weird. Sherry, thank you. You said only your wife could make you delete a tweet. People called you a cuck without knowing what the original tweet was. Oh, yeah. Well, people are idiots. I like that I explained what cuck actually meant. I was like, yeah, only my wife can make me delete a tweet. And someone's like, cuck. I'm like, no. I married the right woman. It's based on respect. You know, I respect her and I trust her. A cuck is when you do something... someone tells you that you don't respect because you're frightened or you're submissive. And then I told him he sounded like a bit of a homo. You're defending invisible people. Yeah, that's my... you're defending invisible people again. He's full of shit when it comes to weed. Yeah, but that's his opinion. You can love weed. He won't be any less of a friend to you. You know? It's not like... He's not one of those guys. He just... Sometimes people don't realize that... people can have strong opinions and it doesn't mean you're not going to be friends with each other, you know? Like, he thinks I'm messy. Like, he thinks that I don't pay enough attention to, like, my appearance sometimes, I think. I can tell. He's just like, you wear that shirt yesterday? I'm like, yeah, are you from Canada? Because I'm not. I'm from America. And then he laughs really hard because he likes being made fun of, oddly, as long as you come from a good place about it. Herman, yeah, really high in compassion. Yeah, he is. Sometimes so much so that it makes him angry. I relate to that, ladies and gentlemen. I think I have a lot of compassion, and it makes me extra pissed. Herman, definitions matter. Fact. Defending imaginary people? Like the square root of -1. Isn't the square root of -1, isn't that an imaginary number? Oh, I get what you're saying, imaginary, yeah. Because there can't be a square root of -1, because a negative times a negative is a positive. Ken Frazier, thanks for the super chat, bud. Congratulations, man. Please come to New Hampshire. I would. I'd live in New Hampshire. I mean, I like where I live, but it's the freedom state, you know? It's the Rogan cornered Crowder over weed. It was bullshit. Yeah, that was one of the only times I've seen Rogan kind of lose. It's weird. He's usually so on it. He's usually so, like, dialed. But he has, like, that weird blind spot when it comes to weed. Because I remember, listening to that and being like, this feels weird. Like, why is he going so hard at a guy who doesn't like weed? It's one thing, you know, I can see how certain topics can get crazy, but weed, it's like, I'm not anti or for weed. I'll smoke if it's with somebody that loves smoking and it's a pretty legendary day, but I think it's very overrated, you know? I think it makes you, it puts you in a cool mood for self-reflection, I think, but Crowder does have a point that sometimes people who start smoking too young, it can bring out bipolar. That happened to one of my friends. Normal dude, started smoking weed, had a bipolar episode, and, you know, he's top. I don't think weed makes you crazy. I think sometimes if you're too young, it'll bring out something that's not quite visible yet. And I think that's what Crowder's point was, and that's it. Because, I mean, Crowder drinks bourbon. It's not like the dude doesn't understand... you know, mind-altering stuff. Is that you, Love?
It was me.
Oh, cool. Ask Amy if she wants to roll in like 15, like 9. My dad did weed once. 10 burning Vietnamese villages later, he stopped forever. Yeah, but weed, like, alcohol changes your brain more than weed does. Like, I think alcohol is more of a dicey as far as society goes. I just think weed is, sometimes weed is almost like a way to signal to people that you're like on the outside of society. And the culture can be cool, but sometimes it can be really lame, like just kind of boring. But I think for dudes as wound up as Rogan, I think they kind of need weed a little bit. Not need, but like the dude's so alpha that like weed, it kind of makes him just like a normal dude. you know? Like, he's so high strung. You know, he's just like brilliant guy. I love Rogan. But I think weed just puts him in the right spot, you know? But for me, it's like weed just kind of makes me like not as good with my vocabulary. And I don't know, just slows me a little. Nothing wrong with booze. I got drunk once and took on the 82nd Airborne. What's that, bud?
She's second guessing, but we'll see.
So. She might not want to go?
Yeah, but we'll see. She said she'll
Is she tired?
I don't know. She just told me to tell you that.
So. Too tired to get it in gear.
All
right. Kick her right in her little ass. All right, I got to get out of here. TK Moo, thanks for the super chat, bud. I have to use pot pretty regularly because I don't have a colon and eating is difficult. I can confirm it can put you in a bad way if you're in a rut. Yeah, you know, for medical reasons, I think it's very helpful. I think it for a lot of people that are allergic to certain medications or people that just need just to dull out your brain or something. I don't know. I'm not like an expert on any of this stuff, but yeah, one time I had an edible and I just kept feeling my flesh and being like, this is just flesh. And I'm like, this is not normal. This is not fun. Like I'm just a beer guy. It's like, that's what I am. Like as an adult male, I have no interest in doing cocaine. Weed I'll smoke if it's like with Rogan or somebody that like loves it. And that's like a fun experience. But I haven't bought weed probably 10 years. But beers are so great. Weed now is increasing THC. Yeah, I think that's what it is. You know, a long time ago, it didn't feel like as potent. Like now that Joey Diaz, when I was on Joey Diaz's podcast and I had a Star of Death, you can find it on YouTube. I legitimately lost my mind. I just couldn't talk anymore. And then I just walked out and I never went back. Crowder on his pipe, Rogan on his weed. Yeah, Crowder loves his pipe. Like, he's taught me how to smoke, like, tobacco. Like, he, like, loves it. It's like, because I make a fire every night. Like, every night, even if I don't even hang at the fire, I obsessively make a fire every night. I think there's some weird cleansing ritual. That's what Peterson would probably say. But I love it. And so, like, the way I make fires is kind of like how he is with the pipe. I'm like, I'm all about the birch bark and then the right amount of twigs and then, like what wood will catch and how to like fan it. It's just like, I'm obsessive. S5th, thanks for the super chat, bud. Got into a car accident last Sunday. No one hurt. Just bought a new car. Have fun tonight, man. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, man, but I'm glad no one's hurt. Thanks for that tenor. It's huge. How is Joey Diaz still alive? Well, he was in prison. I mean, he kidnapped a guy. Beer is good. Yeah, just chill. And you don't have to drink. If you're not a drinker, there's no point. I don't get why anyone tells anyone what to do with shit like that. It's like, just do what you do. I think beer is great for like dads in their 30s and 40s, 50s. You know, that's a great range for beers where you're just like, it's not like shots. It's not like you're trying to impress anybody. You're not trying to get drunk. You're just trying to take a little of the edge off, have a ritual, nice cold beer. You know, you work hard. You don't sleep as much. It's just perfect. I haven't seen Regs in like 10 years. Nothing but crippy weed now. Have fun, buddy. All right, I got to get out of here. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? Agreed point being cannabis is a master plan. Have you ever do case closed beers open? Get a good smoke cut of it. Yeah, it's all about personal responsibility. I don't know if you guys saw my tweet storm about like men who say all men suck. They're basically telling you they suck and they just don't want accountability, so they blame the entire gender. It's the same with like racists. Like when white people say white people are racist, they're saying they are racist and so they're hiding behind their gender. It's the same with drugs and alcohol a lot of times when it's like, oh, don't drink beer. Beer will make you beat your wife. It's like beer makes you beat your wife, not me. I've never drank a beer and wanted to punch a chick, but there's some dudes that are like that. A lot are Native Americans. Blue Moon versus Angry Orchard. What? Right now I got the in-laws in town, so it's whatever they buy. Go hang with your wife before she gets mad. Oh, dude, we hang all the time. We're like always hanging. I just wanted to have a little of this, and then it's all family time. No, she's cool. Joe, looking forward to your visit in Portland. Oh, I still got to get my plane ticket. Shit, man, that's going to be pricey. Looking forward to your visit in Portland. Going to see you December 14th. You're coming into the belly of the PC beast, but there will be plenty of bears there. Yeah, wait till you see. At first, they'll groan. By the end, I'll have them. Because the thing about the social justice warriors is they have no backbone. They can be broken so easily. Because they're all about suggestion. Like online, they're so like, they've already been, you know, they have no principles or ethics or anything. They don't know what is up or down or right or wrong. So you can literally just yell at them until they stop. You just can't blink. And not in a mean way. You know, you get them laughing, you break them a little, you make an example out of one of them. Get your feet off the stage. Get your feet off the stage. Look at me in the eye. Take off the winter hat and take the feet off the stage. And they always do. And then you got them because they know that life is real and their actions have consequences. Mother effing nature, here's a shot. Have fun. Go have fun with the fam. I do have to go. You're right. I've been alone all day. Like I've been in a car 5 hours. Then I hosted the event. I'm around people, but I'm in my own head. Then 5 hours back in the car. I'm listening to just like Peterson and Stefan Molyneux and classical music, getting all mental. And then I come in. That's why I like to unwind a little before I hit the family, or else it's just way too intense where I just come in and I'm like, do you know the difference between equality of opportunity and equality of outcome? And they're like, we're normal people having fun. And I'm like, yeah, maybe I should just like, you know, that's why Twitter is good for me, man. Like sometimes people are like, oh, you get a little intense on Twitter. I'm like, that's intensity that I don't put on my family, which is awesome, because Amy doesn't want to talk about the shit I talk about on Twitter. She's like, because she's so like wise. Like she's one of those people that's like, if you don't engage, everyone wins. And I'm like, but you don't know what it's like to be a man. Like I'm trying to make the world better for our little man. Like I'm pumped full of testosterone. I make really bad decisions. So yeah, we got a Clip channel. Base Texan, can you tell the people about the Clip channel? Because I want to get that going. The Clip channel is sweet. And I don't even know, I don't know the link or anything. Much love, everybody. All right, I'm going to get out of here. But Base Texan, tell everybody about the Clip channel. David, that has nothing to do with your original statement. Moving the goalpost makes it impossible. Yeah, man. I'm all about just saying crazy shit now. Like if someone's like, well, as, I'm like, I can see your veins in your neck. It literally makes it so people don't fucking say anything after that. Not sure how many bears there are in Rhode Island, but I'd love to see you out here. Also, I picked my bear name. I'm Grizzly Adams. Nice. No, I mean, I've done Providence. I've done the Comedy Connection. It was an old bank. Great, great spot. The whole chat's telling Owen to go be with the fam. That's why I love you guys. You guys are like such good people. All right, I got to get out of here. All right, much love, and thanks for reminding me to be with the fam. And I love the unbearables. Keep bearing it up, because being a bear is the way to go, you know? It's just so many puns. They're so cuddly. They're so funny. And they're always trying to get their nose in a little bit of a honeypot. You know, climbing up trees, scratching their back. All right, I'm out of here.